Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Pleased to welcome in Derek on the WANI hotline as we talk about the hype stick. And you've heard the commercials. You've heard us talk about them. And then we've got, you know, somebody here local that takes care of it. And I'm not talking bad about Jay right now, because Jay knows that I love to push his buttons when he comes into the office from time to time. But his not just good buddy, but also business partner is Derek's with me on the WANI hotline. Derek, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Ben.
I know that Jay had mentioned this to us, and of course, now his name is Jared. Those of you who have to see him with his name tag here locally, don't freak out when I call him Jay all day. You know who I'm talking about. But Jay, he introduced us to this idea of the hype stick and kind of put us in touch with you. But the good news is it's not just buying something that's fan friendly, but you guys give back to the community as well. Through all of this. So walk us through what the hype stick is.
Absolutely. Well, okay, the hype stick is really just a promotional product to bring what we like to call the hype.
Yep.
You go to the game with one, you wave it, you show your pride, and it brings the energy. It's got a lanyard on it so you can wear it. It becomes part of your game day wear, and it's got the branding on multiple sides. So you can see what that Tiger Pride is all about. We've got War Eagle on the handle. And from an innovative standpoint, there's a QR code on there for expanded connections as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I must say, because we do have, you know, some of these fans as well that listen to it. There's the other school across the state. They also make those as well. So if you're looking for something for Christmas to get, you know, one of those family members to make them a little happier, you can do so by contributing a donation, because they do have Alabama shakers/sticks as well. And that's the thing. It's got the shakers that come on the sides of it. And you guys tried to make this as fan friendly as possible, right?
Absolutely. What we like to say is, it's an evolution of your normal shaker, because we've taken the regular shaker and we've been able to put the logo on it, the pride. You know, it's got a face now.
Right.
And that's where we think it's an innovative change, right? And plus, again, it's wearable, it's connectable. You can't do that with a regular shaker. When you wave these things, you're really bringing the hype.
No doubt. And, you know, the good news is this is also, as I said, helping out the community as well as the state in Children's Hospital. I mean, you guys are not doing this without keeping, you know, kids in mind moving forward on this. And there's an involvement and a portion of that as far as proceeds going to help out the kids in Alabama.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ben. And, you know, when we reached out to Children's of Alabama, they were stoked by it, and that's why we definitely wanted to do this interview. You know, we've got a real huge outsized goal for this thing, and when folks click the link and see how much we're trying to raise, they'll realize where we're going with it. And, you know, you usually do something like give a dollar or something, or a small partial proceed from this product, but we really want to have some real community impact. We want to do something like it's never been done before. So when we get to the end of this campaign next year and we offer up that check, we want it to be huge.
The way to find out information on this, hypestick.com is the place that you go to. Talking with Derek from Hypestick, and you hear us say the word hype fan, hypestick, all the up above. Derek, what got you guys thinking about this? Well, how did this come to fruition? I mean, you know, this is unique. Number one, it comes at a great time. I mean, we're coming at the end of football season, basketball season. SEC fans are notorious for having their shaker, especially Auburn and Alabama fans with the orange and blue and the red and the white. So what got you and Jay to kind of come about with this and say, hey, this is something we should do?
Well, Jay and I have been trying to, you know, do entrepreneurial things since we were kids. Folks down there know him by Mama's Last Stand and, you know, the wonderful food he brings to the community. And what I've been doing, I'm a technologist by trade. I've been in IT for a number of years, and I used to educate kids in STEM and STEAM. And, you know, I want to get back to it. But one year, I came up with a way to kind of fund these programs, because, you know, they don't come cheap. And you spend a lot of time going around town, you know, trying to get funding for programs. So I said, what if I could invent something that'll help fund the program and do some outsized good as well? And I just kept racking my brain. And, you know, because there are things out there already. I said, I wanted to be ubiquitous, and the pencil is already invented. I can't get people to pick up pencils and fund my after-school program. So this is what popped into my head. I thought sports, you get a lot of attention. A lot of folks get really hyped about it. And what if we could put something in the fans' hands and let them know that it's doing some good? And if they pick it up, then we can take these proceeds and really run some huge programs. And that's what started me on this journey. And it hasn't been easy. These things are patent pending. I went through several multiple iterations of invention. And if folks go to HypeFan.com, the other site, they'll see where in 1 year we had Hype Sticks in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was great.
Oh, wow.
Those products were shaped like elves, and the kids loved them. But again, you know, we wanted to make sure that we injected this product into the sports arena, and that's what got us to where we are now. And from the look of it, the way I said, you know, we wanted to introduce it to the masses, I was quite certain that this could do good in any, you know, any arena, any venue for any type of program. And that's when I thought, if I can get Auburn and Alabama, two huge, mighty schools in the SEC, to engage in this program and help us out, then not only my program will benefit, but I could really do something huge. And, you know, with Jay down there on the ground to run, we could really make a big hit with Children's of Alabama. And I reached out to them. They got on board. Everyone who sees the thing understands where we're going with it. It's a passion project, but it's passion for good.
The thing
that's the genesis behind it.
Well, one of the things I like about it, when you go to the website, it immediately takes you to, do you want to donate? So it's not like you're buying a shaker or a stick or whatever you want to call it. You're helping out a community of people, and I think that's a good thing, because like you said, you can go to HypeFan.com, HypeStick.com. You can see the various iterations of what it is, but I think tying it into a good cause and giving back to the community makes a bigger difference than, say, just buying something off the shelf and never knowing what it's going to go towards.
Absolutely, and that is really the core impetus of what we were trying to do with this thing, right?
Mm.
It's been a labor of love. You know, it's been hard to get it out there. I'll tell you this much, Ben. It was a real uphill climb to get the thing invented and produced. It's got a long tail for a supply chain. But, you know, the real big lift is where we are now, which is why we're talking to you. We want folks to see it, understand the mission, and help us out. Get on board. Do what they can, which isn't a lot. You know, mm-hmm. each donation is just $20.
Mm.
And if we get the city's population to get behind us on this, we can knock this out.
It is something that you can show your pride. You can show your team spirit. You know, you're going to stand out as well. Whenever you go there, it's going to be very cool. Plus, as you said, it's got a QR code on it. So, you know, feel free to share with your friends around you, that if you're at a game or out and about, and, you know, maybe it's a pep rally downtown or a parade that's downtown. I think that's a good thing about one of the cool things about living in a college town is you hear about shakers and you hear about spirit, and no matter what they're doing, people come out and they're either wearing their gear or they're carrying gear with them, and they definitely show their pride from time to time. This would be something that they can add to it. And I think one of the specifics, walk us through it at the beginning, kind of describe it. I'll let you to describe, because I'm sure you've had to pitch this thing over the phone to people before that maybe not have a way to look at it in front of them. So walk us through again, as you did at the very beginning, like what they're getting whenever they get, you know, one of these particular items from HypeStick.com.
Absolutely, Ben. So when you get a Hype Fan Hype Stick, what you're getting is 11 inches of pure hype. You bring it to the game, it generates fun, it generates hype. Again, you're doing good for the community. But what you get in your hand is not something that you just wave like a regular shaker. You've got a standard lanyard that's tailored specifically for Auburn. So it's got the logo on there, and you're showing your pride there. The lanyard is connected to the handle. The handle has two faces on it. It's got War Eagle on that handle to show the pride there. The colors are brilliant. They conform. They look great. And then there's a circle for the face. On the face, we've got the tiger eyes on one side and the Auburn U on the other side. And that's blue with the embossing on it. And it looks absolutely amazing. We got it approved by the school. We made sure the colors were aligned, and they love it. In particular, they were like, you got to make sure you get that shaker material tight. So, you know, we actually get this palm material from not so close, right? It's all manufactured, and it gets a plane ticket to get over here. Mm-hmm. But we're very specific around making sure that it looks just right for the fans. So in total, what you're getting is a lanyard, a handle, a circle, a shaker, two sides on each face, and the QR code in the middle for extended connection, which we can change on the back end so you can see more Tiger Pride from your phone. And we can change that as the game day goes or over the course of the sports year, from football to basketball to soccer to whatever. And it's like you said, our intent with this, right, as folks get this in their hand, they're loving it, they're waving it, is to cover Auburn in War Eagle Crimson Tide Pride. You wear it, you wave it, you shake it. It brings the hype. And remember, of course, underneath all of that, you're doing good in the community.
Stocking stuffers can be headed your way. You can use these at basketball games, football games, even whenever if you're sitting over in the studio area. I've seen the shakers at the baseball games as well. Feel free to show your Auburn pride by going to hypestick.com, as well as you can go to hypefan.com and link yourself to it. Is Derek with us? Derek, other than the website, is that the best way for them to find what they're looking for whenever they look to make the donation to help out Children's?
You said it first the right way, Ben. I want to make sure I don't confuse all the listeners. Just go to hypestick.com. We keep it simple. Like you said, the right side for you guys is right there on the right. You click that donate button. That way you get it done. We're also out there on Instagram, New Hype Fanatic. If you go to Instagram, you'll see us there. And we've got, they'll see a lot of that other side, too, which I know the folks down there, the wonderful people in Auburn, aren't necessarily all that interested in. So don't pay too much attention to that. But if you want to see us out there, you can. But again, the simplest thing to do is please, please, please go to hypestick.com, click the button, read the thing, get the energy. $20 donation is all it takes. And we would love to hit some real numbers before Christmas.
Again, Derek with us. For more information, go to hypestick.com. That's hypestick.com. Yes, for you Auburn or Alabama fans, you can just have a small donation that's going to go help out the Children's of Alabama. Yep, Children's Hospital is where a lot of these proceeds are going to be going towards. And that way you can go ahead and improve somebody's life while having a good time and being a great fan for the university of your choosing that you pull for Auburn University or for the University of Alabama by going to hypestick.com. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.